Lecture topic, Reign of the Heart.
The land, sometimes this a situation where nothing grows out of it, becomes completely dry, hard, and then sometimes the land becomes very, very fertile. In a short while you see that that dead land is now alive and there's grass growing on it, vegetation growing. So this situation of the land, the same is the heart. Just as the land sometimes gets completely dry and produces nothing, likewise the heart also, depending on the drought that came upon the heart, so the heart also becomes barren and produces nothing good. And when the heart becomes, land becomes completely dry and hard, then eventually what comes from it is some thorny bushes here and there. So likewise, when the heart becomes dry spiritually, then the good stops, but some thorny things start coming out of it, all kinds of harmful things, things that harm one personally, harm others around, because the person's heart is now not producing any good, it's dried, there's a drought on it. So now just as to bring that land alive, then we wait for the rain. One good rain comes and already you see the ground is now already green. So that good rain is necessary and it's required all the time for that land to be producing that vegetation, that crops. So likewise the heart needs this rain all the time. So one is the rain of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the rain of amal, but a very crucial and important part of this rain that the heart needs is the company of the pious, the company of righteous people. To the extent that this is acquired, this brings the heart alive. The heart comes alive with this company. In one hadith sharif, the incident is mentioned, or the issue is mentioned about that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come in the month of Ramadan and he used to engage in the recitation of the Quran Sharif with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would recite, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would listen, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite and he would listen. Now this used to be every month of Ramadan, and in the last Ramadan of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this door happened twice. Now, that is one aspect that is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. But then there's another part that is also mentioned in there, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's generosity was at a peak all the time. But in the month of Ramadan, when Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to meet him, now this is what is referred to in, or mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ Jibril. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to meet him, then his generosity would also increase much more. It was always very high, the highest level. But that generosity which was at the very highest level, after this meeting used to also increase beyond that. Now from this, the commentators of Hadith Sharif, they deduced a lesson and a point, لِقَاءُ أَهْلِ الْخَيْرِ إِمَارَةُ الْقُلُوبِ, that the company of good people. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a higher level than Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's creation. But nevertheless, this company spurred on that generosity even more. So what they deduce from this is that لِقَاءُ أَهْلِ الْخَيْرِ إِمَارَةُ الْقُلُوبِ, when a person is in the company of those who are close to Allah Ta'ala, those who are righteous, who are pious, then this will liven the heart. Now this enlivening of the heart, if this happens by the company of the righteous and pious, then the opposite will happen in the opposite kind of company. When a person sits in company that is now engaging in wrong talk, evil talk, company that is not inclined towards righteousness, so the opposite will happen, that heart which is alive also will go dead. That heart which is inclined towards righteousness will get inclined in the opposite direction. So we have to be very cautious about staying away from the wrong company also. While the effort must be to join the right company, it's very necessary to stay far away from the company that will kill the heart. And a person doesn't realize how it's getting killed. Happens very subtly and happens without a person realizing it. It's only when he starts falling, then he realizes where it might have come from. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.